Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, here's a bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing companies. We've had the privilege to partner with Y Combinator, Mindvalley, True Classic, and more. I'm your host, Shrikar Kara, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Startups. All right, in today's episode, guys, I want to talk about the workflow that will actually be extremely helpful for you to create awesome short-form content. And if you're really thinking about strategies for acquisition, I would highly recommend using short form content. In fact, it's probably at the top of my list because short form content is the new thing. Everybody is on it. Millions, if not billions, of people are using it every single day. And that's because it's so addictive. Now, how can you actually promote your company with it? Well, you want to be able to create really good short form content that hooks people and stack that with a pretty good product, and you'll actually be able to go viral and get people to come to your app or your company or your brand or your tool or whatever it is that you're looking to bring people to. So let's talk a little bit more about it. How can you build an awesome workflow using different tech tools, different mobile applications, different projects to really make this thing come to life? So the first thing I want to talk about is the attention economy. So everyone is scrolling on their phone, like I mentioned, on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram Reels, even Pinterest and LinkedIn nowadays. So whatever the content platform is, doesn't matter. But what does matter is that the short form content that you want to create should be exactly what the user is trying to look for, or it should be very attention grabbing to keep your audience engaged. In fact, videos under 60 seconds have a 60% higher completion rate than longer formats. So that's all you really need to know in order to go out there and start creating short form content. Now, within short form content, you want to create organic plus ads. So it depends on where you are as a company, but as a general rule of thumb, I would always start with organic content because this is free to do. You can just post it directly onto the platform, and if it does really well, you'll get a bunch of clicks and hopefully some users. Now, if you don't have a budget, that's what I would do. If you do have a budget, or if you have, you know, some money to play around with, if you really want to try to get conversions, I would focus on trying to run some ads as well. And if you can stack organic plus ads, this is really where you can work wonders if you do content properly. A lot of what will happen when it comes to success comes down to the amount of creatives you make, and it comes down to how good each creative you are putting out is. That's extremely important to remember because in the beginning, you want to focus on volume. You want to just push content out there and see what sticks. And soon you'll start to realize which one is doing better. Then I would double down on what's performing well. And if you can focus on that simple strategy, it will extremely help you with creating awesome content. All right, so let's talk about the actual workflow of how should you structure things when you're trying to build a short form content machine. So number one is research and ideation. That's the first thing I would do. And in order to do that, I would brainstorm ideas. I would come up with different content ideas to actually start creating. And the way that our team does it is purely through creativity. Like we just sit down, we have a content ideation session on Friday where we just sit down as a team and we just come up with a bunch of ideas. This is a combination of what we've seen work on TikTok, what we're looking at currently. We might look at competitors. We might just come up with ideas ourselves based off of all the content knowledge that we have, maybe some trends that we're seeing. And so I would really focus on this creative part. If you're not a creative person, the biggest life hack I can give you is just scroll through TikTok or Instagram for like 20, 30 minutes, and you'll start to find a few videos that are just massively outperforming all the others. And just try to analyze them. Think about why are they doing well? What is it that they've done super well in this video? And then ideally, if you can find videos of competitors, that's even better because that'll give you even more inspiration. So I would start there. Just basically look at trending topics and then figure out, okay, how can you create something similar? So once you've done that, I would create a shared workspace with categories like hooks, formats, and call to action. I think that keeps it pretty simple to where you have three different parts of what you're measuring in a video, the three most important parts, which are the hooks, the formats, and the call to action. So what is a hook? A hook is the beginning of the video. What is a call to action? It's the end of the video. And what is a format? It's the type of video that you're making. So for example, one format is green screen, another format is interview, another format is a trend. So these are just different formats that you can kind of categorize. And obviously there's a lot of information here, guys. So I'm going to keep it pretty brief, but that's the overall structure of what I would probably do. Now, once you've done that, you want to focus on the scripting and storyboarding. Now, what do I mean? So this is the actual part where you're coming up with the content and you're actually writing it out. So whether it's you recording it or whether you have a creator, more on that in another episode of how to bring on a creator. I believe I've released a few already on how to do that. But whatever the case may be, you want to have scripts or you want to have some sort of outline for the creator or yourself to record. Now, here's what I would do. I would go back to kind of what you've put down before. So number one is the hook. Write down the hook. So let's say, for example, like, did you know that 90% of startups fail because of this one mistake? Like, that's an awesome hook. So that's what I would start with. And then next, I would talk about the body or the value. So this is different. I know I mentioned doing a format before, but that's only for you to identify just because you want to be able to test and see which formats perform better. But when you're actually storyboarding or writing out the videos, you want to write down the value or the body. So this is going to be your actual point or solution. So for example, let's say that in the video, it's like, did you know that 90% of startups fail because of this one mistake? And the body is something like, so here's how whatever your tool is can save 20 hours a week. So let's say that the tool that you're using right now is something like, I don't know, Acorns. It's probably not the best idea, but let's just say it's called Acorns. Here's how Acorns can save you 20 hours a week. So that would be the body. And then the final thing would be the CTA, which is like driving them somewhere. So for this, I would be like, just check out acorns.com and you'll be able to figure out how to use this tool, or just go to acorns.com today. Now, obviously this is a very simple video. This is almost like an ad. It's not really as much organic. And I'm not going to dive too much into the nuance of like how to create organic versus ads in this video, but I wanted to just give you guys an outline of how I would think about storyboarding and researching and all these different parts. So now that you've done part two, which is the scripting and storyboarding part, you have the research done, you have a video storyboard written out or a script written out. Now you want to actually produce the video. No, so how do you do this? Well, if you have a creator, they should be able to take this and just kind of do it. But let's say that your budget is low and you're not able to do that. Then instead, what I would do is figure out how you can use the simplest tools to be able to do this. And all you really need to do is you need a camera or a phone, and ideally a phone would be enough. Ideally, if you had a mic, it would probably be better, but you really don't need one. You can do it straight through your phone. You would record yourself making this video. You'd have to figure out how to actually record the content, use green screen, things like that. And then lastly, you can just edit it right on the platform. So let's say you're recording on TikTok, for example. You can edit it straight through TikTok. And there's a little bit of a learning curve there, but you should be able to figure it out. Same thing on other platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Reels, all same thing. And once you've recorded and edited the video, you can go ahead and post it. Now, once you've posted the video, you can take that video and you can actually distribute it across multiple platforms. So what you would do is you could use a tool like snaptick.io is what I use. You would just copy the link from Instagram or from TikTok, and then you'd just go into one of these platforms, go ahead and paste it, get the video, download it. Now, the reason you do this is because you don't want the watermark. And then you'd go ahead and post it onto the other platforms. And just like that, you have a very simple, easy content workflow. And that's all that's really needed, guys. Again, this video is a little bit more for beginners just to understand how to do content. But if you're really looking to step things up and you want to make things a lot more efficient, I would totally hire a creator or even multiple. In fact, we hire almost 5 to 6 plus creators at a time because we want to work with many companies. But also, we find that the more creators we test with, the better we can actually produce results for the companies we work with. So if you're interested in learning more about our company, trying to find how we can help you out, be sure to check out our website at www.trendify.com and you can book a call with us. But that's all I got for this episode. Thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully this was helpful.